Mishnah Yud. Mishnah Yotza Lelich Bo Irsh Ma'arvin Ba. Somebody who left the city to go towards a neighboring city, which he is making an Erev for. Meaning, the people of his city make him a messenger to place food within 2,000 amas of the city as an Erev Tuchumen, so that they are able to travel to a neighboring city, which is less than 4,000 amas away, but more than 2,000 amas, so they need an Erev in order to get there. So they appoint this person to place the Erev down so that the people of the city can travel to the neighboring city on Shabbos. So this person left the city, was on the way to putting the Erev down before Shabbos came in, and then he met somebody, and his friend told him to go back to the city. For whatever reason, he convinced him to turn back and not put the Erev down. So now the people of the city certainly cannot travel to the other neighboring city on Shabbos, since they intended to make an Erev with the food, and the food was ever placed down there, so there was no Erev for them. However, the Mishnah says that who, that person, that messenger who was meant to put the food down, Mutter Leilech, he is permitted to travel to the neighboring city on Shabbos, since he did leave his original city on the way to putting the Erev down. So as soon as he left his original city before Shabbos came in, he intended that his Mokum HaShavisa should be where he was going to put the Erev down. Now it's true that in the end he didn't actually put the food down, but his intention was certainly already before he put the food down, that his Mokum HaShavisa should be in that place. And therefore indeed it is, and he would be able to travel to the neighboring city. On the other hand, V'chol B'nei Ha'ir Asurin, all the people of the city who was not that messenger himself, they are forbidden since the Erev was never actually put down. And since that's how they designated the messenger to make their Mokum HaShavisa, if the food was not placed down, then their Mokum HaShavisa remains, as always, their city itself, so they only have 2,000 amas from the edge of the city. Div Rabbi Yehuda, that is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Meir says, Kol Shehu Yochol La'orov Lo Erev, anybody who is able to make an Erev with food, but he didn't actually do so, so in a case such as our Mishnah, Harizeh Chamor Gamol, he is considered to be a Chamor Gamol, which, as we saw a few parakim ago, literally means a donkey driver and a camel driver, because when one drives a donkey or he leads a donkey, the donkey walks in front of him, whereas the camel walks behind him. So if he is leading both a donkey and a camel, he constantly needs to look in front of him and behind him. So in terms of a ruvin, this refers to somebody who is bound by two different tchumin. So whenever you've got a doubt as to where one's Mokum HaShavisa is, he's considered to be a Chamor Gamol, and he can only travel somewhere where both the Tuchumen allow him to travel. And in this case, Rabbi Meir has a doubt. Some explain the doubt as to whether the person's intention was really that the Mokum HaShavisa should be over there, or perhaps when he returned to his city, he changed his mind and he decided that his Mokum HaShavisa should actually be in the city, like regular. Others explain that the doubt is whether he's considered to be poor or not, because as we saw in the previous Mishnah, Rabbi Meir holds that only a poor person can make an Erev without food. So this messenger is not considered poor, but perhaps he is considered to be like a traveller, who is considered a poor person when it comes to Erevin. So since he went out of the city in order to put the Erev there, perhaps he's considered a poor person already at that point, which means that his intention to designate that place as his Mokum HaShavisa did work, or perhaps he's not considered a poor person. In this case, he's not really a traveller, he's just a messenger. But either way, Meir is in doubt, and therefore he considers this person a Chamor Gamol, who is bound by both the Tchum of the city's Mokum HaShavisa, and the Tchum, the 2,000 Amos, of the other Mokum HaShavisa, where he was going to put the Erev.